Worship is powerful. When we choose to honor the Lord and live lives fully devoted to Him, things change. Moreover, when we physically engage in worship through the singing of songs, we can witness this power and transformation in an instant. Singing songs that declare the goodness, faithfulness, and love of God shifts our perspective to a different reality. When we sing about who God is and what He has done, we momentarily step out of the world we live in and engage with the Heavenly One. This is the beauty of many of the psalms, hymns, and modern worship songs we sing. They have the ability to transcend time and lift our eyes to a future, greater reality. They carry the hope of a coming day when all will be made new. Psalms 57, 9 through 11 beautifully declares this. It says, "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." David wrote this psalm while hiding away in a cave, fleeing for his life as King Saul pursued him. In the midst of chaos, David longed for and declared a higher heavenly reality, the reality that God's love reaches to the heavens and His faithfulness to the clouds. He exalted God above all, even while being pressed by danger. And how did David not lose hope in such dire circumstances? The answer is worship. David understood the power of declaring the unchanging truths of God and how that can physically change circumstances, but also how it can settle storms within the human heart. If you're anything like me, it's easy to get bogged down by the weight of the world. Stress from politics, challenges in relationships, questions about work, raising kids, comparison through social media, failing side hustles, and the pressure to stay fit. All of these concerns can make us lose sight of the greater heavenly truth. But worship presses against that pressure. It aligns our hearts and for a moment allows us to set aside our fleeting hopes and fears to glorify the God who is over all. David placed his situation beneath the reality he knew, that God's love, faithfulness, kindness, and mercy would endure even in the midst of trouble. In biblical times, the high places were elevated plots of land with altars for worship. The beautiful yet simple lyric in the song you're about to hear is inspired by this psalm and David's declaration. It echoes the same desire to proclaim the Lord's rule and reign over the high places, to declare the unchanging truths of God over the ever-changing circumstances and seasons we find ourselves in, to say God's name over the altars of worship in our society today, such as entertainment, government, and sports. This lyric reminds us that the best thing we can do is speak the name of Jesus over that which we cannot control. This song's purpose is simple, to remove ourselves from the equation and admire the glory, majesty, and power of God, to lay aside the many distractions and to behold Him and gain a heavenly reality in the process. This song walks us through the story of creation, both of the earth and of humanity, and calls us to praise the Lord for it. So take a moment, lay aside the stress and pressures weighing on you today, step in and declare that God is over all and will be exalted in the nations and above the heavens.
You fill the oceans deep. You place the stars in the sky, all to bring you glory.
You carve.
You carve the deepest valleys. You shape the mountain peaks. In the highest places we are.
by the name. To the only one who's worthy, be lifted up. To the only one who's holy, be glorified. Highest King of heaven, oh Yahweh, oh Yahweh. To the only one, to the only one who's worthy, be lifted up. To the only one who's holy, be glorified. Highest King of heaven, oh Yahweh, oh Yahweh. Oh, be exalted in the highest places, we exalt you, Lord.